Rethink Peer-to-Peer-Kredite, heute live aus Vilnius, aus der litauischen Hauptstadt. Ich bin heute bei der Fintech-In-Konferenz und neben mir sitzt ein junger Mann, der doch jünger ist, als ich am Anfang dachte. Er ist nämlich 35. Sein Name ist Dr. Vytautas Zenavičius. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Ich mache nur ganz kurz eine deutsche Ansage. Vytautas ist erst 35 Jahre alt, aber hat schon einen sehr beeindruckenden Track Record hinter sich. Er hat schon fürs Finanzministerium gearbeitet, ist Teil oder in, wie sagt man, Partner einer größeren Anwaltskanzlei hier in Litauen. Und er ist auch der Vorstandsvorsitzende einer litauischen Vereinigung für Crowdfunding und Peer-to-Peer-Kredite. Also der hat einiges schon auf dem Kerbholz, der junge Mann. Und jetzt switchen wir mal kurz zu Englisch und jetzt darf er sich gleich selbst nochmal vorstellen. Und wir werden auch noch ein bisschen über die regulatorischen Anforderungen und die Rahmenbedingungen in Litauen sprechen. Sorry for that quick German introduction for my audience.
Yeah, guten Tag. I heard everything and understood, so guten Tag, everybody.
Ah, so you understood already everything that I said?
Yes, well, it's just the intro one. So I have some basics in German language.
Okay, interesting. Very good. Why do you know German?
Well, in Lithuania, usually study at least two foreign languages. So English was the first one, and German I still studied a couple of years. So,
okay. But you feel comfortable doing the interview in German?
Oh, I it would be complicated for me to answer. I could just understand the questions.
Okay, we try in English, and if you feel like showing off, then go along with your German skills. Let's do it like this. I already said a couple of words about you, as you understood probably, you know, your track record, your previous positions, and as well as the one that you maintain at the moment. Maybe you can introduce yourself a bit, you know, what is your professional background to start off?
Okay. So hello, I'm Vytautas Zenavičius. I'm chairman of Crowdfunding Association Lithuania. I'm also partner at law firm Response Lithuania. We are a law firm which working a lot on fintech field, also in just company law field. So I worked a lot with not only with crowdfunding, but previously I worked in Ministry of Finance, in the discussions in the European Council regarding a lot of financial services acts. So PhD, of course, but in fact, it's not maybe very interesting for investors. Let's keep in touch on LinkedIn, and we can discuss on more interesting topics for you.
Okay. So we will link your LinkedIn profile in the description. So if you want to reach out, you know where to go. I'm mostly interested, as you said rightfully, you know, we don't want to talk about your PhD. Let's talk about peer-to-peer lending. I think Lithuania is a fascinating country in terms of their legal environment that they set up, which can, as we discussed already prior to this interview, can have benefits. In terms of safety, but also have some legal restrictions that, you know, probably don't allow companies to grow and scale up that quickly as probably other neighbor countries of Lithuania. And that's why you're the chairman of the Lithuanian Peer-to-Peer Lending and Crowdfunding Association. Maybe you can explain quickly, what is this association actually doing? When was it founded? And what's your position within?
Well, the Crowdfunding Association and Peer-to-Peer Lending Association was founded maybe about more than 4 years ago. And the idea of it was fully pragmatic, that we don't need to have some kind of large budget, administrative cost. We just want to build compliant and flexible regulation in Lithuania regarding P2P and crowdfunding. So in the beginning, from what everything started? Everything started from the moment that we had one platform in Lithuania and we didn't have the law. And this platform, Savi, it was the first platform in Lithuania, they even didn't know how to comply with the Lithuanian laws. So we went then entered into dialogue with the Bank of Lithuania, with the Ministry of Finance, and our aim was to find the golden middle between the interests of investors and the interests of the stakeholders. And in this way, we became one of the first member states in Europe, which has fully regulated P2P lending and also crowdfunding. So now we are still discussing with the Bank of Lithuania and the Minister of Finance how to even make the regulation better for stakeholders, and we want to be prepared for upcoming also crowdfunding European regulation.
And you're the chairman. Have you been within the association since the very beginning, 4 years ago? And maybe you can explain, like, how is the association structured? How is it organized?
Yeah, so we have the board, where I'm chairman of the board, in principle. So we have five board members, and 10 members of the association. So so there is no such a very large organizational structure, because in fact we don't have it. We have just meet on usually on monthly basis and discuss what practical problems we, let's say, what aims, yearly aims we had, where we are moving, what we have to do. Maybe we have another practical problems which we can solve in Lithuania, and we are just meeting on monthly basis, having board meetings, having meetings of the stakeholders who are members of association, and really just working on pragmatic aspects. At least as possible of wasting time, because all of us in the association are heads of crowdfunding platforms. I am a partner at law firm, so of course it is important to not to waste time. And if we meet, we know that there is a problem which we have to solve somehow, and we are discussing about the real problems and solutions.
So is it fair to say that you're a lobbyist for the financial service industry in Lithuania?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I don't think that I'm lobbying more. I'm given that I'm chairman of the board. We are meeting, of course, with the regulator. We are meeting with the Bank of Lithuania. We are discussing with them. But our interest is to create good alternative finance environment. So when you are working to protect or work to lobby for one or another certain interest, this is one point. And we have more general point and more general view that Lithuania should have higher numbers in alternative finance, and we can do it if we are working in the association and with the Bank of Lithuania together.
Okay. Somewhere, I don't know, honestly, where I got this sentence from, or the extraction, was like, your aim is to discuss and cooperate with public institutions in order to set up competitive alternative finance regulation in Lithuania. So, yeah. Do you want to say something?
No, I agree with that. Yes, that's what we are doing.
Okay, so basically it's the middleman, you know, that has the interest of the... that tries to display the interest of the companies, of your stakeholders, and then at the same time also see that it complies with the legal environment in Lithuania. Okay, so what are the current topics that you're actually discussing with both sides? What is the current topics that are on the table?
Well, from P2P lending, we are discussing to ensure that legal entities could invest in through P2P platforms. We are also discussing now the issues related to safekeeping of funds and the issues whether in Lithuania we can have the marketplaces, P2P marketplaces, because of course the turnover of these marketplaces is very high, but there are also high risk of marketplaces, and we are discussing now how to find the good compromise to ensure that such marketplaces can also establish the business in Lithuania, but in more compliant way comparing to what they are doing right now.
Let's stick maybe to that marketplace issue in Lithuania. So I think it was about 3 years ago that Lendi was rejected by the Bank of Lithuania because the business model, the marketplace model, did not comply with the legal environment. Now, obviously, it would be in your interest to change that. Why?
My interest is to foster the alternative finance Lithuania. I don't want to see the numbers where we have 20, 30, 40 million of loans issued through crowdfunding platforms and P2P lending platforms in Lithuania. I wish that this number could be would be 10 times or 20 times higher. So we should, because we don't have a good and competitive market, alternative finance market in Lithuania. But so, but when I am we are talking about the arguments, of course, 3 years ago, well, Lendi not. They asked for permission in Lithuania, but also they were also considering to enter into Latvia, and they decided that it will be more easy for them to start the business operations in the not regulated country. And a lot of stakeholders from other member states also look for the in the beginning they look for the platforms for the countries where they are not regulated. It's easier for them. So it's not only the decision of the Bank of Lithuania, maybe it's the decision of the lender. But now what changed, in fact, that now we everybody knows that after 1 year in Europe, we will have crowdfunding regulation, European crowdfunding regulation, according to which you can passport all the services in all the European Union member states. And in this regulation, the current text, it states that every business, doesn't matter what is his activity, it doesn't matter if he's a lender, he can and he should, he can have the opportunity to publish his project into the crowdfunding platform. And the provision is that if you publish such a project in the platform, then the national, member state cannot request for the credit institution license from such a company. So it means that it opens the gate to discuss on the marketplace regime, because people who provide lending services can also go into the crowdfunding platforms and ask for the financing from the public.
Let's take maybe one slight step back. What do you think are the what is the biggest interest that current P2P lending companies such as Savvy, Finbi or Neo Finance have at the moment? What is their biggest issue at the moment that they try to, you know, fix?
Well, there are a lot of different issues which they would glad to fix, but they are not very they are minor, in fact. But the main one would be the efficient regulation of safekeeping of funds. Because
can you explain what that means?
I mean that when you, all the funds of the investors should be separated from the funds of the crowdfunding or P2P platforms. So this is the fact, and we agree with that. But then, what you should do? A few stakeholders in Lithuania, for instance, Finbi and Neo Finance, decided to establish electronic money institution.
Yeah.
Electronic money institution is such a huge financial market participant. It can provide so many services that this service to open depository account, it is just a very minor service. It's just you just use 1% of all the opportunities which an electronic money institution provides.
Yeah.
So I think that this is a waste of money, because such institution can cost about $500,000, and it's a waste of energy, time, administrative costs, etc. So now we are discussing whether it would be possible to have a model more or less similar to UK, where the crowdfunding operators can open the account, which is segregated account, fence account, and which is protected from the let's say claims of the creditors of the crowdfunding or P2P platforms. So this is one issue, and the other is like I mentioned, lending through the P2P platforms. And currently, legal entities who are not consumer credit providers cannot lend through the P2P lending platforms. And we are discussing it because I think that, we have different practice in Europe, and it would be good to change it, because the alternative finance would get cheaper money. And now, let's say, the average interest rate is about 12%, maybe 14% in some cases, or even sometimes 16% after all the defaults. So if we offer such opportunity to the legal persons, it can really go down, and it's good for alternative finance.
Okay, yeah, interesting. Electronic money institution license, to me, is one of the one of the big reasons why I think also Lithuanian peer-to-peer lending is safer compared to other European countries, you know, leaving aside the entire legal framework, but in particular ensuring that, you know, fraud can't happen for companies using just investor funds. Maybe it's about finding a more effective solution. I know that Neo Finance, for instance, for the sake of having this e-money license, they also have this NeoPay solution, which basically it's necessary to have this e-money institution license in order to have also payment solutions then in the market. So I think it's a back and forth. The question to me is, it's about finding more effective solutions, but would you say that the current legal framework for peer-to-peer lending should be more recognized as a, you know, obviously there's always opportunities and there's, you know, opening up opportunities in terms of marketplaces and different solutions, but don't you think that this is probably also a trademark that Lithuania needs to communicate more offensively, that it also has a very stable and safe environment for peer-to-peer lending companies and consequently also for the consumers, both borrowers and investors?
Well, you are absolutely right that Lithuania is working a lot to promote fintech and to talk about the good solutions Lithuania. And I don't think that we should remove the restrictions in sake of protection of investors.
Yeah.
I think that we should have the efficient regulation and we should ensure that the funds are kept separately from the accounts and from the funds and assets of the P2P lending platform. Just for such solution, there are also alternatives. You just don't need in every case the electronic money institution license. So I think that it is very important in Lithuania that really the investors are protected and the assessment of the project is quite strict, and even the people who get the funding from the other side, because also socially important to ensure that these people who cannot get the lending from the banks, they are also protected, and that they can make sure that they will not get some kind of extra huge interest or that there will be really bad people would take over his claim to him.
Yeah.
So the protection is really high, and I'm really proud of that. But nevertheless, we should now think how we can ensure that it's also good for the P2P platforms, which may be considered to establish somewhere after leaving such countries like Latvia.
I want to talk about one particular element of your regulation, which is institutional investors are unable to fund private consumer loans. I know this is a topic probably all consumer lending companies are concerned about, but in particular, I know Neo Finance, they're arguing about this a lot for quite some time now. How do you, first of all, see that legal framework that institutional investors can't fund private consumer loans in Lithuania? And secondly, do you think there might be a change implemented anytime soon on this?
Well, I will be optimistic. I think that we can solve it quite soon because we had also the draft law 1 year ago. After that, we had a few political changes, so it stopped a bit. Now it seems that we all again have the support from the institutions, from public institutions, how to move forward with this question. So hopefully in the beginning of next year we will have amendments, and through association we are also working a lot about that and discussing how to make it efficient in Lithuania.
Okay, thank you very much. Then another element is the interest rate restriction, especially for consumer loans. This is probably in Eastern Europe something that is concerning many alternative lending companies. And in particular, we have seen now, for instance, in Latvia in July, interest rate restrictions for payday loans. Now it's a matter of, do you find smart legal solutions to go around it, or eventually you are out of business? In Lithuania, there's a interest rate restriction for consumer loans at 75%. Do you think that's appropriate, and do you feel like there will be any changes soon that maybe tighten up even the breathing space for lending companies, to put it like this?
Well, I don't see that it is at all a problem in Lithuania. Well, it could be a problem maybe for, if I'm not mistaken, for instance, Neo Finance, they have also crowdfunding P2P lending platform, and also the platform where they, it's not a platform, but they also issue the loans, fast credits, so for the consumers. So for this market, for the fast credit markets, for the where the interest rate is quite high, it can be also 50%, 40%. But now the average interest rate for the loan for the P2P lending platform is about, like I told, 12, 14, 16%. So 75% is too high, and we have the competition in Lithuania. So I think that I didn't see the loan where the interest rate is over 30% or 35% maybe. And now it's getting lower and lower. So we have the competition, and this provision, this line of the ceiling of 75%, it's not relevant for the for P2P and crowdfunding operators.
Yeah, I have seen the same, and it's also something where, at least I can say from the finance perspective, that they also say the risk return ratio does not really work when it's any time bigger than 30. I think their maximum interest rate is 27. So they're not willing to take a higher interest rate in exchange for a higher risk. So I think that probably complies also with other peer-to-peer lending companies. Now, we discussed about a few stakeholders already, like Savi, Finbi, Neo Finance. How regular are you in exchange with them when it comes to, you know, pushing new innovations or adapting existing laws?
Well, just a short remark that in the association we have 10 crowdfunding and P2P lend platforms. Just currently we don't have Neo Finance in the association, so, but we discuss with them. And then when we see that we have the common interest, we of course inviting them to discuss and to join us, just to make sure that it's better to talk all together. So, but we are meeting quite often with the stakeholders. Like I told, we are meeting once in a month. In some cases, when there is a topic where we have to work a lot, so we are meeting more often. For instance, if now we have the draft amendment that institutional investors can invest through P2P platforms, of course we might have to meet every week or even a couple of times in a week, just to discuss what to do, what we can help, how we can help, and if there are some kind of support which is needed by us. So just like that. So it's we just meet when we need to meet.
Okay. Yeah, there's no pre-set up meetings, you know, when there's something to discuss, you get together. How safe do you think is peer-to-peer lending in Lithuania compared to other European countries?
Well, safest. I think one of the safest or safest, yeah. Because, well, for the crowdfunding, like I told, that we have all the laws and we have good practice, we have good dialogue with the Bank of Lithuania. We really work to protect consumers and to protect even the business who gets the loan through the crowdfunding platform. So I think that from this side it is important to have the laws, because if you have the code of conduct, then you have the code which somebody can overgo or try to avoid it. And Lithuania, we have the law, and you understand that if you fail, you will get the fine. Next time you will get a larger fine and they can close you. So so this responsibility and also legal risk is important. So we are safe there. I think that we are safe.
There's one thing that comes to my mind now, which was what you mentioned, that electronic money institution license also, you know, requiring a lot of costs in return for very little benefit, or let's say the entire exposure that can be used that comes along with it. And I think also with Neo Finance, they told me that 30% of their costs are only for maintaining that license, which I think is immense considering also the other cost factor that you have in the lending business. So that really shows, I think, like, or underlies your point that you said just prior.
Yes, I totally agree that, well, this is really, I will be straightforward. I think that this is a waste of money. Why it is a waste of money? Because now we have a good time and good economical cycle. So at this time, even though the cost you 30%, it's okay. But what will happen after, let's say, after 5 years, we see that there is a downturn. And you don't issue so many loans, and nevertheless, you have these fixed costs. And it can even have impact for the P2P lender.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's not efficient, and it's clear. So we should work on that, and that's what we are doing right now.
Maybe do you have already a specific solution in mind for this particular case? What would you propose?
Well, I'm thinking that we should have the provision, the allowance or the regulation which allows to open a segregated offense account, where you can not deposit, but you can put the funds of the investors, and there is a provision that the creditors of the crowdfunding platform, P2P platform, cannot bring a claim to this, to take the funds or to bring a claim or seize the funds of in this account. So this is the simplest solution, and we are discussing whether it complies and how to make it compliant with the European regulation.
Is there already a European country or maybe the UK with the FCA that has a solution like this in place already?
They have some kind of similar solution, because crowdfunding platforms, they don't need to have MEI license, and this is a good example that we should really take the good practice from large businesses, large countries, and not put in Lithuania.
Okay, and last point that I want to discuss with you is obviously the big horse that's in the room, which is the upcoming European crowdfunding regulation. Just very broad, what's your opinion on what's about to happen here?
Well, I'm happy that right now we are 90% ready for that regulation. So I'm pretty sure that we are one of the top countries to consider to start business in Lithuania, crowdfunding business, because, well, we already have law which more or less is compliant with regulation. Of course, we have to do a few minor amendments. Maybe in some cases we even less have to make regulation more flexible. We have even it more strict comparing to regulation. So for us, it will be easy to adopt it, and I'm thinking that we will rush to be the first one.
On my personal stance, I believe, especially in the current draft, this optional crowdfunding license that companies can apply for kind of undermines the authority and the kind of set up rules that you already have, and it kind of undermines already tighter regulation in certain countries. Do you fear this could somehow also impact Lithuania?
I think maybe we will have even more flexibility after regulation, because this is the impact can be positive after regulation, because you can passport, you can invite new stakeholders who currently work without any law, and they need the country which is compliant, which is understands how the law should work. And then we can give the benefit for the alternative finance in Lithuania.
So overall, you're welcoming the new European, pan-European regulation then?
Yes.
Okay, then probably last question is about when we can talk about your neighbor country, Latvia, which apparently has a very unregulated market, and how do you see the status over there? Do you think like high time now that the European regulation comes over, or they're also thinking about setting up their own regulation? How do you look at the legal situation in Latvia?
I think that currently they have the challenge, which they will solve somehow, but it will take time. Sometimes I don't want to predict whether they will solve or not, because all the member states, in principle, I think that they will solve their legal issues and they will create some kind of regulation. Everything is fine with that. But it will take time. So, and after that, when they will have the law, it will take time to use it in practice. So, but I wish all the best, of course, for them,
yeah.
Our neighbors.
Okay. That will be it from my side with all the questions. Thank you very much for answering them, taking some time. Anything you feel like that needs to be mentioned before we cut off the video?
Well, everything is great. Just have a nice watching of the video, and hope to see you in Lithuania in the next FinTech Inn event.
All right, come along to FinTech Inn. It's really worth the while. And if you want to get in touch with Vytautas directly, you find his profile in the video description. Thank you very much, Vytautas, and we're out.